I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're at a restaurant, perhaps the back of a, like a private party room at the back of a restaurant with a bunch of people. And
maybe celebrating an anniversary or maybe someone's big 50th birthday.
Sure. You know, complete your own scenario.
Sure.
Playing at this dinner, this event that you're at is a band that's okay, you know, like a big band type, lounge singer type to act. And there's a reason they're playing the back party room of a restaurant. You know,
they're not, right.
They're just doing their thing, making a living as musicians, going back to their day job the next day.
And out of nowhere, Charles Kelly from Lady A jumps up and joins this big band for a version of Wagon Wheel.
Wasn't Charles, but somebody in the harmony was a little off key.
We don't need to point
that out. Little pitchy dog.
It's fine. They have a 6-piece horn section in this band, but it does. It looks like the back party room of some establishment.
It looks fun, is what it does.
Right? There's a woman in there. She's dancing with her glass of wine. It's just, it's so wild, and I need to know the story behind
it. I like us making up a story. So it's someone's retirement party. They don't know who Charles Kelly is.
Right.
He's young, he's handsome.
I like this too.
You know, several ladies in powder blue dresses are drinking their white Zinfandel. Oh, he's a tall drink of water, and he can sing. I wonder what song this is.
I shared this in John and Tammy's Instagram stories, and I actually tagged Charles Kelly because I'm like, we need to know the story behind this.
I don't know if I want to, though. I kind of like where we're going with it.
Yeah, I do too.
Charles Kelly hears music coming from the back of this restaurant, thinks, you know what, I'm a musician. Let's see what's happening back there.
Yeah.
Someone recognizes him. He knows that he's sang back up on Wagon Wheel with Darius and said, we got a big band version of that, which, by the way, I'm a big fan of.
Yes.
I like when artists recreate music in a big band style.
There's a band that I follow on Facebook. I love what they do. They're called Postmodern Jukebox, and they'll take anything. They'll take a Van Halen song and turn it into a big band.
Oh, really?
They're so good.
I got to check that out.
So good.
What are they called again?
Postmodern Jukebox. Okay. Yes. Yes.
All right. Thanks for the tip. 833-287-1037. She's full of helpful, useful information. Let's see how full she is with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We're going to send you to see Drew Baldridge win or lose against Tammy. You'll go to that show, but win, you'll also have $100. 833-287-1037. Call for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Congratulations to yet another awesome Jelly Roll achievement. This one, a much more important one than his music career or maybe his aspiring acting career.
Sure.
And that's his health career. Jelly Roll's now down 100 pounds, which is an amazing accomplishment.
It absolutely is. He sat down with Joe Rogan, and he got a little emotional talking about the intense journey that he's been on, losing this weight, and the support he's had from his band.
It's inspired me to get healthy. It's like gave me purpose, and I've never felt more loved. I've never felt more warmed or welcomed. I spent so much time feeling the opposite of loved, you know. It's really inspired me to start focusing on my health, too, dude. I'm down 100 pounds now, officially down 100 pounds. It's been all food. I'm working out. I'm walking. But what I've learned is as I'm losing the weight, it's inspiring me. By nature, I want to go walk and do more stuff because I'm lighter. I feel better. So when the homie's like, you want to go play basketball? We're playing basketball 3 days a week now. You want to hear the coolest act of love, Joe? I'll try not to get emotional talking about this, but my whole band has watched me fight cocaine addiction. They've watched me figure my life out slowly. And they knew that the last mountain for me was food. So we started putting a real structure around. I hired a real nutritionist. He's out here with me now. I mean, like, I'm only eating his food. I'm just, like, super with it. We're getting anything that could, you know, out of the green room. So I'm working out every day walking around the arenas. So the first day, it's just, like, me and, like, 3 or 4 dudes. The crew heard. Dude, the next day, 30. The whole crew showed up for me. And they don't, you know, these dudes are just, they're just there because they know it's helping me, kind of. So now 3 days a week, we're renting basketball courts and having full-blown tournaments.
Wow.
And it's been so good for me because it's like reconnecting to my childhood in this really weird way of, like, I grew up in a community where there were basketball courts and we would all go play. You know what I mean? It's like, it's been really, like, it's been the best experience ever.
That's a great story. That's a really great story. And it proves that despite everything that's happening in Jelly Roll and in Jelly Roll's life, and everything is happening, that he's very grounded about it and very thankful for it still. And it's going to be weird seeing a slim Jelly Roll, isn't it?
I know.
You have to change the name to just Roll.
Or just Jelly. I don't know. You know, Jelly Roll put out a deluxe version called Beautifully Broken, Picking Up the Pieces, that has 6 bonus tracks on top of the other 22 that are already on that album. And producer Jessica, you were all over social media checking this out this weekend.
I was really impressed by the variety of people that were commenting on it on TikTok, saying how amazing the album is, the stories he tells, and how he's keeping true to his roots and really talking to people that have struggled with addiction or traumatic experiences in his life, helping them learn that they're not alone. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
It absolutely is.
Do you think Jelly Roll is going to be as popular if he stops writing about these deep, life-changing events and, like, talks about going to a parade or feeding baby ducks or something?
Well, I mean, if his song is feeding baby ducks, I don't know. Although he could make it interesting. As his life changes, his music's going to change. So there's always something that someone's going to relate to.
We have Parker McCollum tickets all week this week for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Your first crack at that's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time again for the annual MCRD Boot Camp Challenge, and joining us...
I'm sorry, I thought it was Make Out with a Bulldog morning.
It is for you. Staff Sergeant Carlo Esquivel. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to San Diego's Morning Show.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
For being here, and thank you for bringing a dog for Tammy to make out with. Not just any dog.
No, not just any dog. Go ahead and can you introduce our little four-legged friend who has his own uniform on? I'm going to die. It's too much.
Yeah, so we brought Lance Cooper Bruno with us from MCRD. Kind of motivating to see him because you get to see him in his uniform. With his web belt. It's one of those things that's like, wow, you guys have a mascot? So.
And he gives lots of kisses.
He gives a lot of kisses. So, hey, he's not a drill instructor, but, hey, he still kind of demands a little bit.
Speaking of drill instructors, let's talk about this unbelievably cool event. We love having you guys here every year to talk about the Boot Camp Challenge. It's such a fun event. I love the fact that kids are really involved in this as well.
It just gives the community, like, you know, the first outlook, being able to talk to, like, a drill instructor or get to feel firsthand, like, the obstacles that the recruits get to do. So they get to learn that, and they were like, it's not just meeting the drill instructors. You get to do the obstacles, challenge yourself a little bit.
Sure.
We still offer it to the families that just want to do the interactive games.
Right.
K-9 demonstration. They got music. We got the band out there. You could do camouflage painting. It's pretty fun. So we invite the whole community to go out there.
It's a really good thing to bring the family to, no matter what the skill level is. You know, maybe mom's doing the obstacle course, and then the kids want to go do the face painting. And, you know, it's really a cool event.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Tammy, because Staff Sergeant, I'm sure you can tell, Tammy's been doing some cross training as of late. What? I'm with all respect, you go to the gym almost every day.
You know, I
think you can tackle that 6-foot wall is what I'm trying to say.
I think I can do it. The only thing is
you think you can do the 6-foot wall?
I think I could. And actually,
really?
I wanted to do this, but I can't because there's a conflict on my calendar with that. But I really wanted to do it this year. I thought it would have been a really fun thing.
October 19th, that's this Saturday, the MCRD Boot Camp Challenge. Athletes, fine. Not so much an athlete, fine. Bring your families. I know there's a beer garden.
Giving back to the community because the community here does a lot for us. So we invite everybody to come out there. We care about, obviously, recruiting as well, but, I mean, at the same time, we want to give back to the community, give them a little glimpse how recruit training is.
What brought you into your life right now?
To be a drill instructor?
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing, just giving back to the Marine Corps because it's done so much for me. So I wanted to give back to them. And challenge myself. I want to do something that gets me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So being a drill instructor really did that to me, and I'm very thankful. And now I'm giving back to it and trying to boost our numbers as well.
Yeah.
Staff Sergeant Carlo Esquivel, it's a really pleasure to meet you and to talk to you about the MCRD Boot Camp Challenge. We appreciate you bringing Bruno. Thank you. Yeah, this is awesome. you can go to bootcampchallenge.com and register and see all the great things that are going to be offered on that day. Registration deadline is Wednesday, so don't wait to do it. The event, of course, is this Saturday.
Just make sure you get there early, because at the same time, you still got to come on base to get searched. So 6:30 or 6:15, the earlier the better, just right, to get that head start, because there's going to be some traffic, but we still want everybody to come out here and get that experience from the Boot Camp Challenge.
Is Bruno going to be there?
Yes, Bruno will be there.
Staff Sergeant, may I ask you another very important question?
Yes.
Would you like some tacos? We've got some in the lobby.
Hey, I'll take some tacos.
All right. Again, thank you all for your service, and thank you for letting us know about the MCRD Boot Camp Challenge. Bootcampchallenge.com.
Thank you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. So Ariana Grande, for whatever reason, people seem to drag on her once in a while, but she's very talented woman.
She is, but she had a bit of an attitude for a while. Remember, she was filmed licking donuts or something in a shop. She was kind of obnoxious, yeah, but whatever. Okay. She seems to have grown up a bit. But I had no idea. This was new to me, that she was so good at doing impressions. And one of the impressions she did Saturday night with SNL cast member Chloe Fineman was so good. I thought she was even better than Chloe, who does an amazing impression of Jennifer Coolidge, but I thought Ariana's was even better.
So the whole premise is that Jennifer Coolidge is applying makeup into a mirror. Chloe Fineman is the first Jennifer Coolidge voice you're going to hear.
Jennifer Coolidge for Maybelline.
Oh, gosh. Hi. Maybelline's new Super Stay Longwear Liquid Lip Color goes on like a dream. I better look in the mirror and make sure I didn't miss any spots.
She then looks in the mirror. Ariana Grande is playing the Jennifer Coolidge reflection back in the other side of the mirror.
Wow, you look great, Jennifer Coolidge. Really? Heck yeah. Thanks to Maybelline's Longwear Liquid Lip Color. Thanks. I've got a big date tonight, and I'm counting on Maybelline's Liquid Lip, Long Lip to seal the deal. You can't help but sound smart when you're wearing Maybelline. Let's say the name together.
Yeah.
Maybelline lip color lip lining lighter. Maybelline. Maybelline.
Yeah, I got to hand it to her. I think that is better than Chloe Fineman. Chloe Fineman's is excellent.
Yes, I know. I was so impressed with her. Everything that she did, all the skits she was in, she just really did a great job.
Okay, well, she's a star for a reason.
I guess so.
Well, coming up next in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, good news, parents, just in case you need a new earworm, the Wiggles just put out a country song. Mm-hmm. It's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Well, the weekend did not start off well at all when our San Diego Padres ended their season Friday in a very bleh way, just forgetting that they were the Padres and that they can really hit the ball. They just couldn't do it. And we are now spectators in the postseason now. And it's a little of a shock to the system still. The five stages of grief are denial. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe the Padres lost.
Yes.
Anger. Damn you, Padres!
Yes.
Bargaining. Come on, what do you say? Let's play another series. Come on. Depression. What am I going to do?
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
And acceptance. Well, there's always next year.
Okay.
So right now, I'm in denial still.
Okay.
What? Our bass just fell asleep? What? That's where I'm at. Anger's tomorrow, maybe. So maybe I should call in sick. Where are you? 833-287-1037. Love to hear what's on your mind. Pour your heart out to us about our San Diego Padres.
Here's what Jackson Merrill said after the loss.
The next day you get to play a ball game, but tomorrow you don't get to play a ball game. How much does that hurt?
No. I got a salty taste in my mouth because I feel like for 8 months straight I've been going to the ball field and enjoying every bit of it. So I'll probably end up going tomorrow just to go. I don't care if I got to clean my locker out or sit around. If I get to go, I get to go. So, yeah.
Can somebody throw you BP out there?
No, I'm not going to hit for a while. I've never taken so many swings this span of time in my life. So, I get ready for the offseason, get stronger, get better. There's areas to improve, regardless of how much success I had this year. There's so many areas I can improve in.
Now, audio, as challenging as it was at times, brought to us by Marty Caswell, Marty Time TV. I look at that interview with Jackson Merrill, and I think back to the start of the season, and I was making fun of myself the entire season for saying that Jackson Merrill wasn't ready to be a starting center fielder. He couldn't even play center fielder. He was a converted shortstop. What are we doing? And thank God I'm a dope and I was wrong, and thank God we've got Jackson Merrill for the long term. I mean, this is going to be a player that's going to be a massive superstar, and he's ours, and he's 21 years old.
And such an attitude for someone who's 21. You could see the sadness in his eyes, but you could also see that the love he has not only for the game, but for what this season meant to him. But I just thought of like, oh, he's going to go sit by his locker. Oh,
look at my eyes, Tim. There's a sadness there too.
I understand as a fan, but
many San Diegans have that same look of sadness.
Yes, they do.
So vent, let us know, pour your hearts out to us. That's why we are here. 833-287-1037. Have you gotten over it yet? Are you like, whatever. This is just what we're used to. Mm-hmm. Or was this the year? And it's affecting you. Both feelings are very valid. 833-287-1037. As we mourn the season that could have been, that almost was here for our San Diego Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Scott, who's in Santee. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
You really want to know, pal?
Oh, boy.
After the Padres, or?
Yeah, the Padres unfortunately kind of dictated my entire weekend. Doesn't matter what I feel, though, Scott. Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Scott, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. A reminder to you, Scott, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Wes Craven and the producers of A Nightmare on Elm Street almost ditched this specific costume accessory of Freddy Krueger because they thought it would remind people of Indiana Jones. What costume accessory am I talking about?
It's Fedora.
Ashton Kutcher's classic Corvette broke down, and some people helped him push it off the road. Tell me the name of the 2000 movie where Ashton and Sean William Scott played a couple of stoners that lost their car.
Dude, where's my car?
The Wiggles just went country. They got a new truck. And in true country
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Ariana Grande, for whatever reason, people seem to drag on her once in a while, but she's very talented woman.
She is, but she had a bit of an attitude for a while. Remember, she was filmed licking donuts or something in a shop. She was kind of obnoxious, but whatever. Okay. She seems to have grown up a bit. But I had no idea. This was new to me that she was so good at doing impressions. And one of the impressions she did Saturday night with SNL cast member Chloe Fineman was so good. I thought she was even better than Chloe, who does an amazing impression of Jennifer Coolidge, but I thought Ariana's was even better.
So the whole premise is that Jennifer Coolidge is applying makeup into a mirror. Chloe Fineman is the first Jennifer Coolidge voice you're going to hear.
Jennifer Coolidge for Maybelline.
Oh, gosh. Hi. Maybelline's new Super Stay Longwear Liquid Lip Color goes on like a dream. I'd better look in the mirror and make sure I didn't miss any spots.
She then looks in the mirror. Ariana Grande is playing the Jennifer Coolidge reflection back in the other side of the mirror.
Wow, you look great, Jennifer Coolidge. Really? Heck yeah. Thanks to Maybelline's Longwear Liquid Lip Color. Thanks. I've got a big date tonight, and I'm counting on Maybelline's Liquid Lip, Long Lip to seal the deal. You can't help but sound smart when you're wearing Maybelline. Let's say the name together.
Yeah.
Maybelline Color Lip Lining Longwear Maybelline. Lip for Maybelline.
Yeah, I got to hand it to her. I think that is better than Chloe Fineman. Chloe Fineman's is excellent.
Yes, I know. I was so impressed with her. Everything that she did, all the skits she was in, she just really did a great job.
Okay, well, she's a star for a reason.
I guess so.
Well, coming up next in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, good news, parents, just in case you need a new earworm. The Wiggles just put out a country song. Mm-hmm. It's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Well, the weekend did not start off well at all. when our San Diego Padres ended their season Friday in a very bleh way, just forgetting that they were the Padres and that they can really hit the ball. They just couldn't do it. And we are now spectators in the postseason now. And it's a little of a shock to the system still. The five stages of grief are denial. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe the Padres lost.
Yes.
Anger. Damn you, Padres!
Yes.
Bargaining. Come on, what do you say? Let's play another series. Come on. Depression. What am I going to do?
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
And acceptance. Well, there's always next year.
Okay.
So right now, I'm in denial still.
Okay.
What? Our bass just fell asleep? What? That's where I'm at. Anger's tomorrow, maybe. So maybe I should call in sick. Where are you? 833-287-1037. Love to hear what's on your mind. Pour your heart out to us about our San Diego Padres.
Here's what Jackson Merrill said after the loss.
The next day you get to play a ball game, but tomorrow you don't get to play a ball game. How much does that hurt?
No. I got a salty taste in my mouth because I feel like for 8 months straight I've been going to the ball field and enjoying every bit of it. So I'll probably end up going tomorrow just to go. I don't care if I got to clean my locker out or sit around. If I get to go, I get to go. So, yeah.
Can somebody throw you BP out there?
No, I'm not going to hit for a while. I've never taken so many swings this amount of time in my life. So, I get ready for the offseason, get stronger, get better. There's areas to improve, regardless of how much success I had this year. Like, there's so many areas I can improve in.
Now, audio, as challenging as it was at times, brought to us by Marty Caswell, Marty Time TV. I look at that interview with Jackson Merrill and I think back to the start of the season, and I was making fun of myself the entire season for saying that Jackson Merrill wasn't ready to be a starting center fielder. He couldn't even play center fielder. He was a converted shortstop. What are we doing? And thank God I'm a dope and I was wrong. And thank God we've got Jackson Merrill for the long term. I mean, this is going to be a player that's going to be a massive superstar, and he's ours, and he's 21 years old.
And such an attitude for someone who's 21. You could see the sadness in his eyes, but you could also see that the love he has, not only for the game, but for what this season meant to him. But I just thought of, like, oh, he's going to go sit by his locker. Oh,
look at my eyes, Tim. There's a sadness there, too.
I understand as a fan, but
many San Diegans have that same look of sadness.
Yes, they do.
So vent. Let us know. Pour your hearts out to us. That's why we are here. 833-287-1037. Have you gotten over it yet? Are you like, whatever. This is just what we're used to. Mm-hmm. Or was this the year? And it's affecting you. Both feelings are very valid. 833-287-1037. As we mourn the season that could have been, that almost was here for our San Diego Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Scott, who's in Santee. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
You really want to know, pal?
Oh, boy.
After the Padres, or?
Yeah, the Padres unfortunately kind of dictated my entire weekend. Doesn't matter what I feel, though, Scott. Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Scott, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. A reminder to you, Scott, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Wes Craven and the producers of A Nightmare on Elm Street almost ditched this specific costume accessory of Freddy Krueger because they thought it would remind people of Indiana Jones. What costume accessory am I talking about?
It's Fedora.
Ashton Kutcher's classic Corvette broke down, and some people helped him push it off the road. Tell me the name of the 2000 movie where Ashton and Sean William Scott played a couple of stoners that lost their car.
Dude, where's my car?
The Wiggles just went country. They got a new truck. And in true country fashion, they wrote a song about it.
Cruising, 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 cruising in the big red hues. It goes vroom, vroom to Chiggins.
Wow. What country are the Wiggles from?
Canada.
The stars of the TV show Sabrina the Teenage Witch reunited and got a picture together. What actress played Sabrina?
Pass.
Okay, and finally, Jane Krakowski had a birthday over the weekend. She played actress Jenna Maroney on what NBC sitcom that ran from 2006 to 2013?
Pass.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Scott, how was your weekend?
Unbelievable. I had the birth of my first grandchild.
Oh, well, that's a beautiful thing, man. Congratulations.
It's unbelievable, yes.
Boy or girl?
Boy, just fantastic.
Name?
Aww. William Franklin Olson, but going by Liam.
Okay.
And after three daughters, the grandson was awesome to get.
That's great, Scott. Congratulations. Are you Papa? Thank you. You Grandpa? You Papa? What's the...
I'm Papa.
Papa.
Oh, I love it.
All right, man. Good for you, Papa Scott. Did throw out 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Wes Craven and the producers of A Nightmare on Elm Street almost ditched this specific costume accessory of Freddy Krueger because they thought it would remind people of Indiana Jones. What costume accessory am I talking about?
I'm just trying to think. There's like nothing that reminds me. It's got to be his hat.
Yeah, the fedora. Scott knew that. It's 1-1. Ashton Kutcher's classic Corvette broke down and some people had to help him push it off the road. Tell me the name of the 2000 movie where Ashton and Sean William Scott put a couple of stoners that lost their car.
Dude, where's my car?
It's 2-2 because Scott knew that. The Wiggles just went country. They got a new truck, and in true country fashion, they wrote a song about it.
Cruising in the big red U. It goes vroom, vroom to you.
Yes.
It's nowhere near as catchy as Baby Shark or anything.
What country are the Wiggles from?
What was that? I'm sorry.
What country are the Wiggles from?
Australia.
That's right. Scott went with Canada. 3-2 Tammy. The stars of the TV show Sabrina the Teenage Witch reunited and got a picture together. What actress played Sabrina?
Melissa Joan Hart.
That is right. Scott could not come up with a name. 4-2 Tammy. And finally, Jane Krakowski had a birthday over the weekend. She played actress Jenna Maroney on what NBC comedy sitcom that ran from 2006 to 2013?
Wow, for the life of me. I can't.
I could have helped you both out and said it was created and starred Tina Fey.
Oh, 30 Rock.
Yeah, well, the 30 Rock is correct. Scott didn't know either, so today we finished with a score of 4-2. But who cares, Scott? You're a grandpa, and you get a great prize.
Scott, you are now going to see Parker McCollum at Calco's Credit Union Open Air Theater at SDSU October 25th.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Scott, have a great day. I know that you will. Before you leave, we have to have you say this.
I'm Scott and Santee, and I flunked out of Tabby's College of Hollywood Dollars.
So imagine this. You're at a Brantley Gilbert concert in Tupelo, Mississippi, and all of a sudden, Brantley abruptly just stops his show and runs off stage.
Yeah, security escorted him off. You're probably wondering what the heck's going on.
Yeah, especially when they just piped in music. Well, Brantley had a pretty good excuse for abruptly stopping his show in the middle of the show.
Yeah, his wife went into labor on the tour bus, so he ran out to be with her along with the midwife, and they delivered a brand new baby boy.
On the tour bus during Brantley's show, we know this because Brantley was kind enough after, I guess, cleaning up, making sure his wife was okay, to come back to the stage and start the show again.
We got a baby in Mississippi.
That is awesome. This is particularly touching because Brantley's entire band is getting up and hugging him. Clearly all very emotional, a lot of love. Very cool thing to see. God, Brantley is so buff now.
I know.
Good God.
Everybody in his band is.
Brantley is still overcome. Can't talk.
My wife said I better go get my ass pork.
Abram Howell Gilbert. Amazing, right?
Born on a tour bus during Brantley's show with the assist from Brantley Gilbert.
I love this.
And he goes back to work.
Yeah, he went, well.
His wife told him, get back to work.
That's your third kid, boy. Let's make a paycheck. What I'm also appreciative to is people waited for an hour before Brantley to come back. I thought that was really great. I would have expected a lot of people to leave, but.
So I have to ask, in the history of live performances, has any artist stopped a show, ran and delivered their own child, and came back and paid some bills by finishing up the show. Yeah.
Well, now, he did have help from a midwife. Let's be honest there. But
okay, well, fine. The yes. question is still a very valid one. Has this ever happened in the history of music?
Right.
I can't think of it ever happening.
I've never heard of it with any kind of musical artist, but might be out there. But what about you? Do you have an interesting birthing story? 833-287-1037. I mean, we hear about it occasionally here. Baby being born in a taxi cab. We had a baby 2 years ago. The ambulance came to pick her up to take her to the hospital and have the baby, and she had it right there in the driveway. So,
yeah. Brantley Gilbert was there as well. It's yeah. very weird.
I mean, I don't know about this baby here. Yeah.
What? Brantley Gilbert, yeah, what?
I know. He's very hard to understand still. 833-287-1037.
Do you have an interesting birthing story? I know there's been a couple of times where someone's had a baby at a concert. Beyonce, someone went into labor and had a baby at her show. And Pink, at the beginning of this year, someone had a baby at her show. So, I don't know, maybe that's you.
There was a baby born at the Padres game a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now he plays center field for us, Jackson Merrill. Seems like just yesterday. 833-287-1037, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. So we're discussing Brantley Gilbert's interesting weekend, delivering his wife's baby in the middle of his show and then finishing up the show after yes. baby and mom were fine. I yes. mean, that's a pretty unusual story.
It's a very big story for a weekend, for sure.
I had a little unusual weekend as well. I went to the Troubadour in L.A. for the first time ever, the legendary, shockingly small Troubadour that they launched always, so many careers.
They always are, right? These legendary places like Tootsie's in Nashville, you know, until they added that second floor. That used to be yeah. the tiniest little place. Yeah.
The Troubadour is a phone booth compared to Tootsie's. Wow. I couldn't believe how small it was. When you see that scene in Rocket Man when Elton John comes out and launches his American career by playing Crocodile Rock and the whole place goes crazy,
yeah.
you think it's this huge concert hall.
Mm-mm.
No, you could like reach out and touch both walls.
But no one, and I mean no one, was more excited than our very own producer, Jessica, because what did you accomplish?
Guys, I called DirecTV and canceled my service. Let me tell you.
Now, that's a weekend.
I'm just saying. The amount of people that I bragged about it to, I was so excited that I had to go on social media and on TikTok and post a video about the fact that not only did I cancel it, and it only took me 7 minutes
that's
to cancel.
That's what I was going
to
ask. Yes.
So they didn't try to like change your mind or lower your bill or anything? Because I heard that was always the big...
She gave me one spiel, and I was like, nah, I'm good. And she's like, okay, fine.
Well, I've been talking with my husband about this for the last at least 6 months, how I want to cancel our DirecTV. I said, because basically what it is an expensive DVR.
Yeah.
Because we let it determine what we watch,
right.
and we wait for it to record the shows. I said, we can get all those on the streaming apps we have, and we have to do it. And I've put it off, but it's because I thought, oh, I'm going to have to fight with them about canceling.
God,
I'm in the same boat.
I am in the exact same boat. I want to cut the cable cord. I don't want to go through the rigmarole of being on a phone, being on hold, being told you're making a mistake. Are you sure you don't want to do that?
Seven minutes.
Can we just hire you?
No, you can do it yourself. You're big people. You're adults.
That was a John question. Jessica,
you're an
adult. Do it for me. I'm surprised at you, Tammy. No, but I think you've inspired me.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. I'm more impressed with that than the musical history.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Scott, who's in Santee. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
You really want to know, pal?
Oh, boy.
After the Padres, or?
Yeah, the Padres, unfortunately, kind of dictated my entire weekend. Doesn't matter what I feel, though, Scott. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, get out of here.
All right, good luck.
Scott, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Scott, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Wes Craven and the producers of A Nightmare on Elm Street almost ditched this specific costume accessory of Freddy Krueger because they thought it would remind people of Indiana Jones. What costume accessory am I talking about?
It's Fedora.
Ashton Kutcher's classic Corvette broke down, and some people helped him push it off the road. Tell me the name of the 2000 movie where Ashton and Sean William Scott played a couple of stoners that lost their car.
Dude, where's my car?
The Wiggles just went country. They got a new truck. And in true country fashion, they wrote a song about it.
Cruising, 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 cruising in the big red Ute. It goes vroom, vroom to you.
Wow. What country are the Wiggles from?
Canada.
The stars of the TV show Sabrina the Teenage Witch reunited and got a picture together. What actress played Sabrina?
On the blank. Pass.
Okay, and finally, Jane Krakowski had a birthday over the weekend. She played actress Jenna Maroney on what NBC sitcom that ran from 2006 to 2013?
Pass.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Scott, how was your weekend?
Unbelievable. I had the birth of my first grandchild.
Oh, well, that's a beautiful thing, man. Congratulations.
It's unbelievable, yes.
Boy or girl?
Boy, just fantastic.
Name? Aww.
William Franklin Olson, but going by Liam.
Okay.
And after three daughters, the grandson was awesome to get.
That's great, Scott. Congratulations. Are you Papa? You Grandpa? You Papa? What's the...
I'm Papa.
Papa.
Oh, I love it.
All right, man. Good for you, Papa Scott. Did throw a 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Wes Craven and the producers of A Nightmare on Elm Street almost ditched this specific costume accessory of Freddy Krueger because they thought it would remind people of Indiana Jones. What costume accessory am I talking about?
I'm just trying to think. There's like nothing that reminds me. It's got to be his hat.
Yeah, the fedora. Scott knew that. It's 1-1. Ashton Kutcher's classic Corvette broke down and some people had to help him push it off the road. Tell me the name of the 2000 movie where Ashton and Sean William Scott put a couple of stoners that lost their car.
Dude, where's my car?
It's 2-2 because Scott knew that. The Wiggles just went country. They got a new truck, and in true country fashion, they wrote a song about it.
Cruising, 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 cruising in the big red Ute. It goes vroom, vroom to you.
Yes.
It's nowhere near as catchy as Baby Shark or anything.
What country are the Wiggles from?
What was that? I'm sorry.
What country are the Wiggles from?
Australia.
That's right. Scott went with Canada, 3-2 Tammy. The stars of the TV show Sabrina the Teenage Witch reunited and got a picture together. What actress played Sabrina?
Melissa Joan Hart.
That is right. Scott could not come up with a name. 4-2 Tammy. And finally, Jane Krakowski had a birthday over the weekend. She played actress Jenna Maroney on what NBC comedy sitcom that ran from 2006 to 2013?
Wow, for the life of me. I can't.
I could have helped you both out and said it was created and starred Tina Fey.
Oh, 30 Rock.
Yeah, well, the 30 Rock is correct. Scott didn't know either, so today we finished with a score of 4-2. But who cares, Scott? You're a grandpa, and you get a great prize.
Scott, you are now going to see Parker McCollum at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater at SDSU October 25th.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Scott, have a great day. I know that you will. Before you leave, we have to say this.
I'm Scott and Santee, and I flunked out of Tabby's College of Hollywood Dollars.
So imagine this. You're at a Brantley Gilbert concert in Tupelo, Mississippi, and all of a sudden, Brantley abruptly just stops his show and runs off stage.
Yeah, security escorted him off. You're probably wondering what the heck's going on.
Yeah, especially when they just piped in music. Well, Brantley had a pretty good excuse for abruptly stopping his show in the middle of the show.
Yeah, his wife went into labor on the tour bus, so he ran out to be with her along with the midwife, and they delivered a brand new baby boy.
On the tour bus during Brantley's show, we know this because Brantley was kind enough after, I guess, cleaning up, making sure his wife was okay, to come back to the stage and start the show again.
We got a baby in Mississippi.
That is awesome. This is particularly touching because Brantley's entire band is getting up and hugging him. Clearly all very emotional, a lot of love. Very cool thing to see. God, Brantley is so buff now.
I know.
Good God.
Everybody in his band is.
Brantley still overcome. Can't talk.
My wife said I better go get my ass pork.
Abram Howell Gilbert. amazing, right?
Born on a tour bus during Brantley's show with the assist from Brantley Gilbert.
I love this.
And he goes back to work.
Yeah, he went, well.
His wife told him, get back to work.
That's your third kid, boy. Let's make a paycheck. What I'm also appreciative to is people waited for an hour before Brantley to come back. I thought that was really great. I would have expected a lot of people to leave, but.
So I have to ask, in the history of live performances, has any artist stopped a show, ran and delivered their own child, and came back and paid some bills by finishing up the show? Yeah.
Well, now, he did have help from a midwife. Let's be honest there. But
okay, well, fine. The question is still a very valid one. Has this ever happened in the history of music?
Right.
I can't think of it ever happening.
I've never heard of it with any kind of musical artist, but might be out there. But what about you? Do you have an interesting birthing story? 833-287-1037. I mean, we hear about it occasionally here. Baby being born in a taxi cab. We had a baby 2 years ago. The ambulance came to pick her up to take her to the hospital and have the baby, and she had it right there in the driveway. So,
yeah. Brantley Gilbert was there as well. It's very weird.
I mean, I don't know about this baby here. Yeah.
What? Brantley Gilbert, what?
I know. He's very hard to understand still. 833-287-1037.
Do you have an interesting birthing story? I know there's been a couple of times where someone's had a baby at a concert. Beyonce, someone went into labor and had a baby at her show. And Pink, at the beginning of this year, someone had a baby at her show. So, I don't know, maybe that's you.
There was a baby born at the Padres game a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now he plays center field for us, Jackson Merrill. Seems like just yesterday. 833-287-1037, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. So we're discussing Brantley Gilbert's interesting weekend, delivering his wife's baby in the middle of his show and then finishing up the show after baby and mom were fine. I mean, that's a pretty unusual story.
It's a very big story for a weekend, for sure.
I had a little unusual weekend as well. I went to the Troubadour in L.A. for the first time ever, the legendary, shockingly small Troubadour that launched so many careers.
They always are, right? These legendary places like Tootsie's in Nashville, you know, till they added that second floor. That used to be the tiniest little place.
Yeah. The Troubadour is a phone booth compared to Tootsie's.
Wow.
I couldn't believe how small it was. When you see that scene in Rocket Man when Elton John comes out and launches his American career by playing Crocodile Rock and the whole place goes crazy, you think it's this huge concert hall.
Mm-mm.
No, you could like reach out and touch both walls.
But no one, and I mean no one, was more excited than our very own producer, Jessica, because what did you accomplish?
Guys, I called DirecTV and canceled my service. Let me tell you.
Now, that's a weekend.
I'm just saying. The amount of people that I bragged about it to, I was so excited that I had to go on social media and on TikTok and post a video about the fact that not only did I cancel it, and it only took me 7 minutes
to
cancel.
That's what I was going to ask. Yes.
So they didn't try to like change your mind or lower your bill or anything? Because I heard that was always the big...
She gave me one spiel, and I was like, nah, I'm good. And she's like, okay, fine.
Well, I've been talking with my husband about this for the last at least 6 months, how I want to cancel our DirecTV. I said, because basically what it is an expensive DVR.
Yeah.
Because we let it determine what we watch,
right,
and we wait for it to record the shows. I said, we can get all those on the streaming apps we have, and we have to do it. And I've put it off, but it's because I thought, oh, I'm going to have to fight with them about canceling.
God,
I'm in the same boat.
I am in the exact same boat. I want to cut the cable cord. I don't want to go through the rigmarole of being on a phone, being on hold, being told you're making a mistake. Are you sure you don't want to do that?
Seven minutes.
And you said seven. I mean.
7 minutes.
Can we just hire you?
No, you can do it yourself. You're big people. You're adults.
That was a John question. Jessica,
you're an
do
adult.
It for me. A surprise at you, Tammy. No, but I think you've inspired me.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. I'm more impressed with that than the musical history within the walls of the Troubadour.
Yeah,
the Eagles got their start here, but Jessica canceled her DirecTV in 7 minutes. So who did I go to see at the Troubadour? It's a familiar name, a beautiful voice, and also included a surprise performance. So it was a very cool, special night, and I'll share it with you at 8:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOF. Shannon in Oceanside braved the elements and the raucous crowd of Dodger Stadium to watch our boys take it on the chin 2-0 Friday and end our season. I hate that I just said that.
I know.
Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, John. I did brave it again. I will say, though, I braved it last night at the Dodgers game, too. I'm just a fan of baseball at this point. I don't think you guys know this. My husband died last year, and this is the first time I've ever been able to go to a lot of baseball games.
Oh.
And I'm just going to go out and enjoy them all. I also went to Rookies and watched the Guardians on Saturday.
Wow. So you are taking this loss very well, seemingly. Is that denial where you're bouncing from game to game?
I don't know.
Your bounce back boyfriend, right? When you break up
Rebound.
With someone? Yeah. That's what you're doing.
And Shannon, here's where my head is at. Last week, I would have been so happy to sit back and talk every kind of baseball with you. But right now, all I'm thinking about is that grilled chicken salad at Rookies. It's a really good grilled chicken salad, Tammy.
I'll make sure to tell Kristen that when I see her next time. I just think we got to remember one thing, John, though. Life is short. We got to go enjoy it. I told you this last week. I'm still going to try to go to the World Series.
That's right. You were determined.
I'll tell you this.
I'm determined.
I had a moment of being very touched over the weekend because there were a lot of people that reached out to me to listen to the show that were worried about me.
They did good things. I purposely stayed away because I was worried what your reaction would be.
I was in complete shock on Saturday. I woke up like, did that really happen? Did I really watch that game and then eat an entire pint of chocolate peanut butter ice cream? And the answer to both those questions, I'm ashamed to say, is yes, I did. Well, Shannon, you got a great attitude, and I hope you enjoy all the rest of your postseason baseball. I will be flying my baseball flag at half-mast until pitchers and catchers report in February.
Okay, well, if I go to the World Series, I'll make sure to call in and report back in.
All right, Shannon, thanks for calling in. You know, based on what that team from up north looked like last night, it might not be that long of a drive for her. They just pounded the Mets 9-0. They tied a Major League Baseball record for the most postseason scoreless innings. Turns out they are still a pretty good team.
Well, there's that. There's that.
Oh, man.
I know, honey.
Let's switch to a more cheerful topic, shall we?
It's Tammy, Kylie, the Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy, Hollywood knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's college of Hollywood knowledge.
Heading out to Brittany in Ramona. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Brittany, would you do me a huge favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Yeah. Tammy, can you step out for a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Brittany, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more red than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Brittany, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend, Kayla Nicole, is fed up with the shade she's received from Taylor Swift fans. What do Taylor's fans call themselves?
Swifties.
Sacha Baron Cohen turned 53 over the weekend. What is the name of his hilarious alter ego character who is a reporter from Kazakhstan?
Borat.
Chef Gordon Ramsay reacted to Dua Lipa's Diet Coke drink, which is Diet Coke mixed with pickle juice, pickles, and jalapenos. He instantly spit it out. Can you name Gordon Ramsay's long-running cooking competition TV show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Mountain Dew is changing its logo and going back to spelling the word mountain. They've used MTN for the past 15 years. What is Mountain Dew's slogan?
Do the do.
Sadly, our San Diego Padres season came to an end on Friday night, and they will not be vying for their first ever World Series championship. Who won the World Series last year?
Oh, no. The Cubs.
Get Tam back in. So, Brittany, what you got going on today?
I actually have the day off, so I'm not sure.
All right. So is this basically a Brittany day?
A half day. My daughter still has school.
Ah, so there's no day off for you. Come on.
Not for a mom, no.
Tammy, Brittany, enjoying a little bit of quiet right now.
Okay.
Did 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend, Kayla Nicole, is fed up with the shade that she's received from Taylor Swift fans. What do Taylor's fans call themselves?
Swifties.
Yeah. Could you back off, Swifties, please? This poor woman. She and Travis were friends. They broke up amicably, but now they can't even talk anymore because of his life the way it is.
They need to get their own life, is what they need to do.
It's 1-1. Sacha Baron Cohen turned 53 over the weekend. What is the name of his hilarious alter ego character who's a reporter from Kazakhstan?
Borat.
Borat's right. Brittany knew that. 2-2. Chef Gordon Ramsay reacted to Dua Lipa's Diet Coke drink, which is Diet Coke mixed with pickle juice, pickles, and jalapenos. Ugh. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Chef Ramsay instantly spit it out. Could you name Gordon Ramsay's long-running cooking competition TV show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. I'm pretty sure Chef Gordon Ramsay owns most of Las Vegas now as far as restaurants. It's crazy. Everywhere you turn, there's a Chef Gordon Ramsay restaurant. 3-3. Mountain Dew's changing its logo and going back to spelling the word mountain. I wasn't aware they've used MTN for the past 15 years. I never even thought of it. What is Mountain Dew's slogan?
Wow. The only one, just do it. Of them, like,
I think that was a long time. Do the Do is the one we're looking for. That's its current slogan. And Brittany knew that, which is interesting, because now it's 4-3, Brittany. And you must get this right, Tammy, to force a tie and therefore a win, or else Brittany gets your money on what's becoming a surprisingly cold streak for you in the college. Good luck, Brittany.
Thank you.
Tammy, as you know, sadly, our San Diego Padres season came to an end on Friday night, and they will not be vying for their first ever World Series championship. Who won the World Series last year? For $100 to Brittany.
Was it the Rangers?
Yes, it was the Texas Rangers. I mean, yes. Good job, Tammy.
Oh.
Oh, Brittany, I thought we had it. I thought we had it, but she forced a tie.
I know. I don't watch baseball.
No, I didn't think Tammy that much either. I know. Anyway, nicely done, Tammy. Forcing a tie and therefore a win. Not any money coming your way, Brittany, but we have a great prize for you nevertheless.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater at SDSU.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy that, Brittany. Enjoy your half day. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Enjoy Parker McCollum.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
I mentioned I went to go see a show at the Troubadour, my first time ever at that legendary music club that launched the careers of so many of the most classic artists in history. You know, I'm talking the Eagles, James Taylor, Elton John here in America. I mean, just those names, and that's just the tip. John Lennon once got kicked out of the Troubadour for drunkenly heckling a performer.
Oh, wow.
They kicked John Lennon out.
Where in L.A. is the Troubadour?
West Hollywood.
Okay.
My daughter warned me, when you go to the Troubadour, you're going to be blown away by just how small it is. With all the history that pours out of the walls, you'd think it'd be this cavernous place, or at least a place where you can, you know, take you more than 2 minutes to walk around. But it's so small, but so cool. And the coolest thing is I got to see an up-close and personal performance by Kimberly Perry of the band Perry.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song.
Man, it was so perfect. She played that song last, fittingly, and it's just still such a beautiful, I mean, it's one of the biggest, most popular, most sold country songs in the history of music. I mean, she's done okay for herself just writing and singing that song alone. But the night got even more special because the band Perry's been broken up for a while now.
Right.
The brothers have gone their separate way. Kimberly's married, has a son.
Both the brothers just recently got married, too.
Yes, they did. Kimberly and her husband, Johnny, have a beautiful boy named Whit, and she's doing her own thing. Or is she? Because she brought on her brother, Reed Perry, to join her for a few songs. And then at the last song, she brought on her husband, Johnny, to play mandolin for If I Die Young. And it was really, really cool to see.
I bet it was.
To relive all the hits that the band Perry has and Kimberly's solo stuff, which is so strong. Her voice is still so, I mean, I shouldn't say still, she's a young woman. Her voice is amazing. And her songwriting, I mean, the band Perry were huge.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool vibe. And
I bet it was. I was searching to see what other country artists have played the Troubadour. And of course, Kris Kristofferson was the first one that popped up. But this just cracks me up, John. AI answered it, right? Because now Google automatically, AI is the first one that comes up. Haley Witters, a country performer that some say is wonderful. What kind of answer is that, AI? Haley Witters is adorable, by the way, and I bet she was thrilled to play the Troubadour.
What?
But that some say is wonderful? My God, AI's terrible.
Why is AI answering at all?
Because now when you do a Google search, the first one up is always an AI overview.
There's actually been a ton of country artists that have played the Troubadour, including Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, one of their last performances together before they passed away.
Miranda Lambert has played, Maren Morris has played, Willie Nelson, Kelsey Ballerini, and of course, Haley Witters, who some say is just wonderful.
Poor Haley. Yeah, I really recommend it. If you've not been to the Troubadour in West Hollywood, it's legendary. I mean, just legendary. So, and a really great time watching Kimberly Perry, who Tam and I are happy to call a friend. So yeah, it was a really nice night. I'm not a big LA guy, but I enjoyed myself immensely. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We made Laura very happy this morning by announcing her name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. Her husband made her even happier by texting her constantly at work.
Yes.
To the point of annoyance.
till she realizes because she won.
We'd love you to experience that as well. And one of the best things that we love about Stagecoach are the artists of tomorrow playing this year, including Coe Wetzel, who is certainly tearing it up right now. He plays on Saturday evening along with Ashley McBride and Shaboozy, Nelly, Sturgill Simpson, Jelly Roll. What a strange and diverse and wonderful lineup this year's Stagecoach is.
I absolutely love it. Love it. Coe Wetzel, by the way, over the weekend just sold out the legendary Red Rocks Theater in Colorado.
And it's one of my favorite venues ever.
Yeah, it's just, he's going to tear it up. People love him, especially the ladies. I mean, he's a big hunting guy, but there's just something about him that the ladies just go, all right. Yeah. I like this man.
Women seem to like that rugged look that we all have.
Here is Coe Wetzel and High Road with John and Tammy.
What are you laughing so hard at?
I'm sorry. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So we're discussing Brantley Gilbert's interesting weekend, delivering his wife's baby in the middle of his show and then finishing up the show after baby and mom were fine. I mean, that's a pretty unusual story.
It's a very big story for a weekend, for sure.
I had a little unusual weekend as well. I went to the Troubadour in L.A. for the first time ever. The legendary, shockingly small Troubadour that launched so many careers.
They always are, right? These legendary places like Tootsie's in Nashville, you know, until they added that second floor. That used to be the tiniest little place. Yeah.
The Troubadour is a phone booth compared to Tootsie's. Wow. I couldn't believe how small it was. When you see that scene in Rocket Man when Elton John comes out and launches his American career by playing Crocodile Rock and the whole place goes crazy, you think it's this huge concert hall.
Mm-mm.
No, you could like reach out and touch both walls.
But no one, and I mean no one, was more excited than our very own producer, Jessica, because what did you accomplish?
Guys, I called DirecTV and canceled my service. Let me tell you.
Now, that's a weekend.
I'm just saying. The amount of people that I bragged about it to, I was so excited that I had to go on social media and on TikTok and post a video about the fact that not only did I cancel it, and it only took me 7 minutes
to
cancel.
That's what I was going
to
ask. Yes.
So they didn't try to like change your mind or lower your bill or anything? Because I heard that was always the big...
She gave me one spiel, and I was like, nah, I'm good. And she's like, okay, fine.
Well, I've been talking with my husband about this for the last at least 6 months, how I want to cancel our DirecTV. I said, because basically what it is an expensive DVR.
Yeah.
Because we let it determine what we watch,
right,
and we wait for it to record the shows. I said, we can get all those on the streaming apps we have, and we have to do it. And I've put it off, but it's because I thought, oh, I'm going to have to fight with them about canceling.
God,
I'm in the same boat.
I am in the exact same boat. I want to cut the cable cord. I don't want to go through the rigmarole of being on a phone, being on hold, being told you're making a mistake. Are you sure you don't want to do that?
Seven minutes.
Can we just hire you?
No, you can do it yourself. You're big people. You're adults.
That was a John question. Just
going to
do it for me. I'm surprised at you, Tammy. No, but I think you've inspired me.
Yeah. Yeah, do it.
Yeah. I'm more impressed with that than the musical history within the walls of the Troubadour.
Yeah,
the Eagles got their start here, but Jessica canceled her DirecTV in 7 minutes. So who did I go to see at the Troubadour? It's a familiar name, a beautiful voice, and also included a surprise performance. So it was a very cool, special night, and I'll share it with you at 8:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOF. Shannon in Oceanside braved the elements and the raucous crowd of Dodger Stadium to watch our boys take it on the chin 2-0 Friday and end our season. I hate that I just said that.
I know.
Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, John. I did brave it again. I will say, though, I braved it last night at the Dodgers game, too. I'm just a fan of baseball at this point. I don't think you guys know this. My husband died last year, and this is the first time I've ever been able to go to a lot of baseball games.
Oh.
And I'm just going to go out and enjoy them all. I also went to Rookies and watched the Guardians on Saturday.
Wow. So you are taking this loss very well, seemingly. Is that denial where you're bouncing from game to game? Your bounce back boyfriend, right? When you break up
rebound
with someone? Yeah. That's what you're doing.
And Shannon, here's where my head is at. Last week, I would have been so happy to sit back and talk every kind of baseball with you. But right now, all I'm thinking about is that grilled chicken salad at Rookies. It's a really good grilled chicken salad, Tammy.
I'll make sure to tell Kristen that when I see her next time. I just think we got to remember one thing, John, though. Life is short. We got to go enjoy it. I told you this last week. I'm still going to try to go to the World Series.
That's right. You were determined.
I'll tell you this.
I'm determined.
I had a moment of being very touched over the weekend because there were a lot of people that reached out to me to listen to the show that were worried about me.
They did good things. I purposely stayed away because I was worried what your reaction would be.
I was in complete shock on Saturday. I woke up like, did that really happen? Did I really watch that game and then eat an entire pint of chocolate peanut butter ice cream? And the answer to both those questions, I'm ashamed to say, is yes, I did. Well, Shannon, you got a great attitude, and I hope you enjoy all the rest of your postseason baseball. I will be flying my baseball flag at half-mast until pitchers and catchers report in February.
Okay, well, if I go to the World Series, I'll make sure to call in and report back in.
All right, Shannon, thanks for calling in. You know, based on what that team from up north looked like last night, it might not be that long of a drive for her. They just pounded the Mets 9-0. They tied a Major League Baseball record for the most postseason scoreless innings. Turns out they are still a pretty good team.
Well, there's that. There's that.
Oh, man.
I know, honey.
Let's switch to a more cheerful topic, shall we?
It's Tammy, Kylie, the Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy, Hollywood knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's college of Hollywood knowledge.
Heading out to Brittany in Ramona. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Brittany, would you do me a huge favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Yeah. Tammy, can you step out for a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Brittany, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more red than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Brittany, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend, Kayla Nicole, is fed up with the shade she's received from Taylor Swift fans. What do Taylor's fans call themselves?
Swifties.
Sacha Baron Cohen turned 53 over the weekend. What is the name of his hilarious alter ego character who is a reporter from Kazakhstan?
Borat.
Chef Gordon Ramsay reacted to Dua Lipa's Diet Coke drink, which is Diet Coke mixed with pickle juice, pickles, and jalapenos. He instantly spit it out. Can you name Gordon Ramsay's long-running cooking competition TV show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Mountain Dew is changing its logo and going back to spelling the word mountain. They've used MTN for the past 15 years. What is Mountain Dew's slogan?
Do the do?
Sadly, our San Diego Padres season came to an end on Friday night, and they will not be vying for their first ever World Series championship. Who won the World Series last year?
Oh, no. The Cubs.
Get Tam back in. So, Brittany, what you got going on today?
I actually have the day off, so I'm not sure.
All right. So is this basically a Brittany day?
A half day. My daughter still has school.
Oh, so there's no day off for you. Come on.
Not for a mom, no.
Tammy, Brittany, enjoying a little bit of quiet right now.
Okay.
Did 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend, Kayla Nicole, is fed up with the shade that she's received from Taylor Swift fans. What do Taylor's fans call themselves?
Swifties.
Yeah. Could you back off, Swifties, please? This poor woman. She and Travis were friends. They broke up amicably, but now they can't even talk anymore because of his life the way it is.
They need to get their own life, is what they need to do.
It's 1-1. Sacha Baron Cohen turned 53 over the weekend. What is the name of his hilarious alter ego character who's a reporter from Kazakhstan?
Borat.
Borat's right. Brittany knew that. 2-2. Chef Gordon Ramsay reacted to Dua Lipa's Diet Coke drink, which is Diet Coke mixed with pickle juice, pickles, and jalapenos. Ugh. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Chef Ramsay instantly spit it out. Could you name Gordon Ramsay's long-running cooking competition TV show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. I'm pretty sure Chef Gordon Ramsay owns most of Las Vegas now as far as restaurants. It's crazy. Everywhere you turn, there's a Chef Gordon Ramsay restaurant. 3-3. Mountain Dew's changing its logo and going back to spelling the word mountain. I wasn't aware they've used MTN for the past 15 years. I never even thought of it. Mm-hmm. What is Mountain Dew's slogan?
Wow. The only one, just do it. Of them, like,
I think that was a long time. Do the Do is the one we're looking for. That's its current slogan. And Brittany knew that, which is interesting because now it's 4-3, Brittany. And you must get this right, Tammy, to force a tie and therefore a win, or else Brittany gets your money on what's becoming a surprisingly cold streak for you in the college. Good luck, Brittany.
Thank you.
Tammy, as you know, sadly, our San Diego Padres season came to an end on Friday night, and they will not be vying for their first ever World Series championship. Who won the World Series last year? For $100 to Brittany.
Was it the Rangers?
Yes, it was the Texas Rangers. I mean, yes. Good job, Tammy.
Oh.
Oh, Brittany, I thought we had it. I thought we had it, but she forced a tie.
I know.
Baseball. No, I didn't think Tammy that much either.
I know.
Anyway, nicely done, Tammy. Forcing a tie and therefore a win. Not any money coming your way, Brittany, but we have a great prize for you nevertheless.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater at SDSU.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy that, Brittany. Enjoy your half day. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Enjoy Parker McCollum.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
I mentioned I went to go see a show at the Troubadour, my first time ever at that legendary music club that launched the careers of so many of the most classic artists in history. You know, I'm talking the Eagles, James Taylor, Elton John here in America. I mean, just those names, and that's just the tip. John Lennon once got kicked out of the Troubadour for drunkenly heckling a performer.
Oh, wow.
They kicked John Lennon out.
Where in L.A. is the Troubadour?
West Hollywood.
Okay.
My daughter warned me, when you go to the Troubadour, you're going to be blown away by just how small it is. With all the history that pours out of the walls, you'd think it'd be this cavernous place, or at least a place where you can, you know, take you more than 2 minutes to walk around. But it's so small, but so cool. And the coolest thing is I got to see an up-close and personal performance by Kimberly Perry of the band Perry.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song.
Man, it was so perfect. She played that song last, fittingly, and it's just still such a beautiful... I mean, it's one of the biggest, most popular, most sold country songs in the history of music. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's done okay for herself just writing and singing that song alone. But the night got even more special because the band Perry's been broken up for a while now.
Right.
The brothers have gone their separate way. Kimberly's married, has a son.
Both the brothers just recently got married, too.
Yes, they did. Kimberly and her husband, Johnny, have a beautiful boy named Whit, and she's doing her own thing. Or is she? Because she brought on her brother, Reed Perry, to join her for a few songs. And then at the last song, she brought on her husband, Johnny, to play mandolin for If I Die Young. And it was really, really cool to see.
I bet it was.
To relive all the hits that the band Perry has and Kimberly's solo stuff, which is so strong. Her voice is still so, I mean, I shouldn't say still, she's a young woman. Her voice is amazing. And her songwriting, I mean, the band Perry were huge.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool vibe. And
I bet it was. I was searching to see what other country artists have played the Troubadour. And of course, Kris Kristofferson was the first one that popped up. But this just cracks me up, John. AI answered it, right? Because now Google automatically AI is the first one that comes up. Haley Witters, a country performer that some say is wonderful. What kind of answer is that, AI? Haley Witters is adorable, by the way, and I bet she was thrilled to play the Troubadour.
What?
But that some say is wonderful? My God. AI's terrible.
Why is AI answering at all?
Because now when you do a Google search, the first one up is always an AI overview.
There's actually been a ton of country artists that have played the Troubadour, including Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, one of their last performances together before they passed away.
Miranda Lambert has played, Maren Morris has played, Willie Nelson, Kelsey Ballerini, and of course, Haley Witters, who some say is just wonderful.
Poor Haley. Yeah, I really recommend it. If you've not been to the Troubadour in West Hollywood, it's legendary. I mean, just legendary. So, and a really great time watching Kimberly Perry, who Tam and I are happy to call a friend. So yeah, it was a really nice night. I'm not a big LA guy, but I enjoyed myself immensely. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We made Laura very happy this morning by announcing her name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. Her husband made her even happier by texting her constantly at work.
Yes.
To the point of annoyance.
Till she realizes because she won.
We'd love you to experience that as well. And one of the best things that we love about Stagecoach are the artists of tomorrow playing this year, including Coe Wetzel, who is certainly tearing it up right now. He plays on Saturday evening along with Ashley McBride and Shaboozy, Nelly, Sturgill Simpson, Jelly Roll. What a strange and diverse and wonderful lineup this year's Stagecoach is.
I absolutely love it. Love it. Coe Wetzel, by the way, over the weekend just sold out the legendary Red Rocks Theater in Colorado.
And it's one of my favorite venues ever.
Yeah, it's just, he's going to tear it up. People love him, especially the ladies. I mean, he's a big hunting guy, but there's just something about him that the ladies just go, all right, I like this man. Women, I like this man.
Women seem to like that rugged look that we all have.
Here is Coe Wetzel and High Road with John and Tammy.
What are you laughing so hard at?
I'm sorry. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Shall we?
It's Tammy, Khalid, the Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy, Hollywood knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy. Hollywood knowledge.
Heading out to Brittany in Ramona. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Brittany, would you do me a huge favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Yeah. Tammy, can you step out for a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Brittany, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more red than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Brittany, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend, Kayla Nicole, is fed up with the shade she's received from Taylor Swift fans. What do Taylor's fans call themselves?
Swifties.
Sacha Baron Cohen turned 53 over the weekend. What is the name of his hilarious alter ego character who is a reporter from Kazakhstan?
Borat.
Chef Gordon Ramsay reacted to Dua Lipa's Diet Coke drink, which is Diet Coke mixed with pickle juice, pickles, and jalapenos. He instantly spit it out. Can you name Gordon Ramsay's long-running cooking competition TV show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Mountain Dew is changing its logo and going back to spelling the word mountain. They've used MTN for the past 15 years. What is Mountain Dew's slogan?
Do the do.
Sadly, our San Diego Padres season came to an end on Friday night, and they will not be vying for their first ever World Series championship. Who won the World Series last year?
Oh, no. The Cubs.
Get Tam back in. So, Brittany, what you got going on today?
I actually have the day off, so I'm not sure.
All right. So is this basically a Brittany day?
A half day. My daughter still has school.
Oh, so there's no day off for you. Come on.
Not for a mom, no.
Tammy, Brittany, enjoying a little bit of quiet right now.
Okay.
Did 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend, Kayla Nicole, is fed up with the shade that she's received from Taylor Swift fans. What do Taylor's fans call themselves?
Swifties.
Yeah. Could you back off, Swifties, please? This poor woman. She and Travis were friends. They broke up amicably, but now they can't even talk anymore because of his life the way it is.
They need to get their own life is what they need to do.
It's 1-1. Sacha Baron Cohen turned 53 over the weekend. What is the name of his hilarious alter ego character who's a reporter from Kazakhstan?
Borat.
Borat's right. Brittany knew that. 2-2. Chef Gordon Ramsay reacted to Dua Lipa's Diet Coke drink, which is Diet Coke mixed with pickle juice, pickles, and jalapenos. Ugh. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Chef Ramsay instantly spit it out. Could you name Gordon Ramsay's long-running cooking competition TV show?
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. I'm pretty sure Chef Gordon Ramsay owns most of Las Vegas now as far as restaurants. It's crazy. Everywhere you turn, there's a Chef Gordon Ramsay restaurant. 3-3. Mountain Dew's changing its logo and going back to spelling the word mountain. I wasn't aware they've used MTN for the past 15 years. I never even thought of it. Yeah. What is Mountain Dew's slogan?
Wow. The only one, just do it. Do they have a bunch of them? Like,
I think that was Do the do is the one we're looking for. That's its current slogan. And Brittany knew that, which is interesting, because now it's 4-3, Brittany. And you must get this right, Tammy, to force a tie and therefore a win, or else Brittany gets your money on what's becoming a surprisingly cold streak for you in the college. Good luck, Brittany.
Thank you.
Tammy, as you know, sadly, our San Diego Padres season came to an end on Friday night, and they will not be vying for their first ever World Series championship. Who won the World Series last year? For $100 to Brittany.
Was it the Rangers?
Yes, it was the Texas Rangers. I mean, yes. Good job, Tammy.
Oh.
Oh, Brittany, I thought we had it. I thought we had it, but she forced a tie.
I know.
I know.
I don't watch baseball.
No, I didn't think Tammy that much either. I know. I know. Anyway, nicely done, Tammy. Forcing a tie and therefore a win. Not any money coming your way, Brittany, but we have a great prize for you nevertheless.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater at SDSU.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Enjoy that, Brittany. Enjoy your half day. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Enjoy Parker McCollum.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
I mentioned I went to go see a show at the Troubadour, my first time ever at that legendary music club that launched the careers of so many of the most classic artists in history. You know, I'm talking the Eagles, James Taylor, Elton John here in America. I mean, just those names, and mm-hmm. that's just the tip. John Lennon once got kicked out of the Troubadour for drunkenly heckling a performer.
Oh, wow.
They kicked John Lennon out.
Where in L.A. is the Troubadour?
West Hollywood.
Okay.
My daughter warned me, when you go to the Troubadour, you're going to be blown away by just how small it is. With all the history that pours out of the walls, you'd think it'd be this cavernous place, or at least a place where you can, you know, take you more than 2 minutes to walk around. But it's so small, but so cool. And the coolest thing is I got to see an up-close and personal performance by Kimberly Perry of mm-hmm. the band Perry.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song.
Man, it was so perfect. She played that song last, fittingly, and it's just still such a beautiful, I mean, it's one of the biggest, most popular, most sold country songs in the history of music. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's done okay for herself just writing and singing that song alone. But the night got even more special because the band Perry's been broken up for a while now.
Right.
The brothers have gone their separate way. Kimberly's married, has a son.
Both the brothers just recently got married, too.
Yes, they did. Kimberly and her husband, Johnny, have a beautiful boy named Whit, and she's doing her own thing. Or is she? Because she brought on her brother, Reed Perry,
okay,
to join her for a few songs. And then at the last song, she brought on her husband, Johnny, to play mandolin for If I Die Young. And it was really, really cool to see.
I bet it was.
To relive all the hits that the band Perry has and Kimberly's solo stuff, which is so strong. Her voice is still so, I mean, I shouldn't say still, she's a young woman. Her voice is amazing. And her songwriting, I mean, the band Perry were huge.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool vibe. And
I bet it was. I was searching to see what other country artists have played the Troubadour. And of course, Kris Kristofferson was the first one that popped up. But this just cracks me up, John. AI answered it, right? Because now Google automatically, AI is the first one that comes up. Haley Witters, a country performer that some say is wonderful. What kind of answer is that, AI? Haley Witters is adorable, by the way, and I bet she was thrilled to play the Troubadour.
What?
But that some say is wonderful? My God. AI's terrible.
Why is AI answering at all?
Because now when you do a Google search, the first one up is always an AI overview.
There's actually been a ton of country artists that have played the Troubadour, including Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, one of their last performances together before they passed away.
Miranda Lambert has played, Maren Morris has played, Willie Nelson, Kelsey Ballerini, and of course, Haley Witters, who some say is just wonderful.
I love
poor
that.
Haley.
Yeah, I really recommend it. If you've not been to the Troubadour in West Hollywood, it's legendary. I mean, just legendary. So, and a really great time watching Kimberly Perry, who Tam and I are happy to call a friend. So yeah, it was a really nice night. I'm not a big LA guy, but I enjoyed myself immensely. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We made Laura very happy this morning by announcing her name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. Her husband made her even happier by texting her constantly at work.
Yes.
To the point of annoyance.
Till she realizes because she won.
We'd love you to experience that as well. And one of the best things that we love about Stagecoach are the artists of tomorrow playing this year, including Coe Wetzel, who is certainly tearing it up right now. He plays on Saturday evening along with Ashley McBride and Shaboozy, Nelly, Sturgill Simpson, Jelly Roll. What a strange and diverse and wonderful lineup this year's Stagecoach is.
I absolutely love it. Love it. Coe Wetzel, by the way, over the weekend just sold out the legendary Red Rocks Theater in Colorado. And
it's one of my favorite venues ever.
Yeah, it's just, he's going to tear it up. People love him, especially the ladies. I mean, he's a big hunting guy, But there's just something about him that the ladies just go, all right, I like this man. Women, I like this man.
Women seem to like that rugged look that we all have.
Here is Cole Wetzel and High Road with John and Tammy.
What are you laughing so hard at?
I'm sorry, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.